Welcome to Surfer.Gay Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about queer surfing and the community and everything from big barrels to getting smashed on the lip and everything in between. My name is Patrick and my pronouns are he, him, and my co-host is
Helena and my pronouns are her, she.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about stereotypes. We all got them, the producers of other people, even human groups. Some are too positive, others way too negative. It affects the way we talk, act, and think. But what are some of those stereotypes? And what is our honest producers of them? You might hate us after this talk, but we've decided to be open and honest. So here we go. I got an Asian look, mustache, short hair, and I live in a van. Helena, what were your thoughts of me the first time you met me?
The first time I met you, I noticed that you are extremely happy. And you know, I just thought, okay, this guy, he's too happy. There has to be something.
What is wrong with him?
What is wrong with him? And then later I learned that you're Christian. So I thought that's probably why he's so happy all the time.
It's got to be that thing.
Yeah. And, you know, like you said, you have an Asian look and you come from the south of Norway, which is just a fascinating combination.
Yeah. So what were your thoughts? Like, did you have any like negativity like towards me before we start getting to know each other?
I think my negativity was towards you being so happy that I thought that you could be exhausting to be around.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, like this guy just has too much energy.
Yeah,
kind of thing. But you know, I learned that you're not so sensitive and that I can joke around with you, which makes you really easygoing and fun to be around. But also like the fact that you're kind of like life hacking by living in a van, working from your van, and also getting to surf as much as you can.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Like
a positive stereotype then. Yeah.
That's more positive. No, you didn't have like anything negative thoughts or like producers of who I was.
No, not really.
No?
I mean, yeah, like you're Asian looking, so you're probably a bad driver and... I don't know.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been faced with any producers at all?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
You know, like the first thing that pops into my mind is the fact that I'm a woman.
Yeah.
So by growing up, like sometimes I'd hear these things that I was too weak to do this or... like girls are too scared to go do this and that. And yeah, like there is a biological difference and the female brain develops at an earlier stage, which means that the fear button in your mind also is more developed at a younger age, which, you know, really sucks at sometimes it really sucks. But I don't know, to me, that was just kind of like burning my fire or, you know, like making me stoked to prove that I was actually able to do these things that I was told that I was not able to do.
Yeah. Like what things were you told that you weren't able to do?
Like physical things mostly.
Yeah.
You know, like physical things like you're too short, you're too weak, you're too afraid.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
To like climb a tree or...
Climb a tree. Yes. Yeah. But I climbed the highest tree when I was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Represent. And what else? You know, when you sit on the swings as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, like getting the most speed and then jumping off the swing.
Yeah.
That was a competition, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you win it?
I probably did.
Let's just say so.
Yeah, exactly. But what else? There's also like, you know, people have like these assumptions when I tell them I'm a nurse that I automatically love old people or that I love to clean other people's poop.
Yeah.
And do you? I do not. That is not why I became a nurse. Or people just automatically assume that I'm really kind and like super caring all the time. But I'll tell you, there are a lot of cynical nurses. Thank God. I mean,
also, you are like lovingly and caring with the people that you like,
yeah.
But not necessarily maybe towards everyone.
And not 24/7.
Unless you're not fed enough.
Yeah, you know, like I'm human. So
yeah,
that's that. What else? I think, yeah, actually, I was met with pre-justice when I told the people I work with that I surf.
Ooh.
Yeah.
In what, like, what was
their thoughts? Fascinating. Well, people assume that I was, you know, taking drugs and just hanging out at the beach with really shady people all the time. And I guess I do hang out with shady people sometimes.
Sometimes you do. You hang out with me.
Of course. But that was quite fascinating.
I actually had the same thing with this dude I was chatting to on Grindr. And he was like, is it true that all surfers smoke weed?
Yeah.
And I was like, not everyone that surfs smokes weed. But like, I know a couple of people that does it every now and then. And he went off.
Funny.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He did not like that.
Interesting. But so, yeah.
Yeah.
Stereotypes do come from, you know, somewhere.
They all come from somewhere. So
yeah.
And I don't think we're going to go into like where they come from. It's just, I think it's just fascinating to see like what stereotypes we face or we meet from time to time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like one of the stereotypes or producers that I've met is like, because I do have the Asian look and I'm not like a big buff dude, a lot of it within the gay community thinks that like I could be a money boy.
Right.
So whenever
tell us about money boys.
It's kind of like the gay version of gold diggers.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Like where you have like an older white man that would
be
my sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. So he would one of the guys that I talked to back in the days, he was like, so I'm going to start a travel company and I'm going to fly around the world.
Right.
I want you to come along with me.
Woo.
And you're going to experience like the most beautiful stuff, like doing all those epic stuff, like flying in balloons, going to Formula One.
Flying in balloons?
Yeah. And then go to wineries, eating like on a just like good restaurants, just staying at a boutique hotels.
And now, you wouldn't have to pay for any of
that. And I wouldn't have to pay for anything. And I was like,
dude, that's insane.
Should I do it? But then I also had to have sex with him every time he wanted to. And I was like,
So you're basically like sex puppets.
I'm like,
you get to travel.
I get to travel. And that's like kind of what the money boy would be. And I've had so many encounters where like this older man would approach me.
So they're always older.
Yeah.
Okay.
Older and Caucasian or white. And they always think like, oh, you got to be a poor Asian struggler. Like you immigrated the Western world and you need to just like come to me. I'll provide for you. I'll take you into
care of
me.
You.
Yeah. And then
you're
just going to be my doll that I'm going to have around and have sex with.
Right.
And I'm like,
at his convenience.
At his convenience and whatever he wanted to. And I'm like,
shit.
Would I like that? No.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, if some people do want to do that.
But, yeah.
I get it.
I mean, I did considerably going for that trip just because of like actually traveling and see all of these amazing places.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, you have to, you know, like weigh
the ups and downs, the pros and cons.
Like, maybe the sex would be great as well. And then it's just like you get to do what you want to spend your life doing, which is traveling, right?
Yeah.
Seeing the world, surfing different places and having sex with a guy, you know, that could work out just fine.
And I guess like a lot of women also like, okay, I'll just have sex with this guy and like,
of course,
not necessarily enjoy it. Just like, oh, I'll just like get it over with and then we'll be finished.
Right.
Yeah.
So it makes perfect sense. So, it's the same as a gay man.
Yeah. It's just like a funny thing because a lot of Caucasian or older white men would assume or just think automatically because you have the Asian look that you're poor, you can't take care of yourself, or you're kind of looking for someone with money.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
How do you feel about that?
I'm always like, I'll show you. And I'm like, I turn it around and be like, I'll take care of you, baby.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
that's so great. Boom. Snap.
Snap. No, but you know, like, I have to prove that I have my own business. I can do my own stuff. I make my own money. I'll go traveling by myself.
Right.
So you have to like kind of be almost too masculine to just like weigh up the assumptions that people would have.
Right.
Yeah.
But why do you feel like you have to prove that?
I think it's more like just to prove them wrong. You know, like
Same with me as a kid.
You just want like, yeah, you thought that of me. Mm-hmm. I'll show you how.
You know how proud I was when I was at the top of the tree and the other guys didn't want to climb up. I was just sitting there like, yeah. And the guys working in the kindergarten told my mom when she picked me up that day. They were like, yeah, she climbed the highest. And I was like, yes, mom, that's me they're talking about.
Yeah. And super proud. And I think like it's just one of the things that you kind of want to be show everyone like you were wrong and don't take me for what you thought of. Like, I'll prove you wrong. I'll do whatever. Like, you have to take me as I am, not to think your thoughts of who I am.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really cool when you're like able to like empower that and use that towards like something positive.
Yeah.
Like we're discussing now.
Yeah.
But I mean, stereotypes can be really harmful in other ways too.
It can be. And it's also
assuming that you're poor just because you're Asian. I mean, oof.
I mean,
it's quite negative, isn't it?
It is quite negative. And they all, but then again, like, it also comes from a place, and I kind of could understand it if I'm like really thinking of it, but then I'm like, but that might be someone else, not me. So you haven't gotten to know me yet. And I think that's maybe a lot of the things that we have to do is just like getting to know people.
Yeah. That is true.
So we've been talking a little bit about like what are the assumptions that we met, like people having towards us. But knowing ourselves, like we have a lot of them ourselves. I know me, like
who doesn't?
Yeah, those hipster dudes and girls on the beach. I mean,
tell us about those people.
If they come rolling around and trying to be cool and like living van life, and you can clearly see they are like they have the van for the day or maybe the weekend. And I'm like,
because you'll see like the rental sticker on the car. Oh, the rental sticker.
And then the minute they roll up and park, they get out and they do all the Instagrams and all the video, the TikToks. And like they're standing and grinding on coffee and like with the hipster pour over coffee and trying to be cool. And then they're like doing these surfer photos where they don't put the leash on, or they probably don't have the fins on their board. And then they're like posing just on the parking lot with this huge board. And I'm like, ooh, live life. try to stay in a van and over the winter, then I respect you.
Right. Yeah. So those people have to prove you wrong before you respect them.
That's the cool thing. So what are some of yours?
Oh, I'm just laughing because I'm one of those people who grind my own coffee. Well, I have a lot of judgment towards surgeons. Which is funny because I work with them all the time.
So what are yours?
Well, I do believe that to become a surgeon, you have to have some God complexes, and you probably have a little load of daddy issues, and you probably think very highly of yourself, and you have to be a little bit crazy to enjoy cutting people open. So that's that. I'll just leave that out there. I also have cooks as one of my stereotypes, which is a lot of the same you mentioned with you know, not putting the leash on, having the fins the wrong way, putting the wetsuit on the wrong way.
That's a classic.
That's really great.
Oh, I was so
forgetting
badly
to close the wetsuit. What else? There's a lot of funny things.
I always try to take photos when people are taking their wetsuit on the wrong way. I'm so bad.
I saw a guy putting it on the wrong way at first yesterday, but then I realized he just had one of those really cheap ass wetsuits that you actually put on with, it looks like it is the wrong way because, yeah, you know, like the zipper is, yeah, in the front, but it was the right way because his hoodie, yeah, when he put that on, it was the right way.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, mess that up, yeah, and actually see something. So that was fascinating. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
But have you ever been proven wrong where like your assumption have just hit you in your face afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, that happens the minute you start talking to people, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
Yeah, not necessarily.
Not necessarily every
not
time.
Not necessarily. Sometimes you're proven right and, yeah, you're like,
I knew that. Yeah.
You fit my category just fine.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, also, it's a bit satisfactory. Like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, I was right the whole time. I knew it.
I pinned you down from the minute I saw you.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It only took me 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised. And like, you know, your strategy of like talking to everyone.
Yeah.
Just keeping that open mind, media, like, you know, actually talking to people.
Yeah.
You'll find out they're most likely very intelligent and loving
smart
people.
Yeah. But have you ever had like an assumption or prejudices of someone that is like where it is actually in a good way? Like, I'll take an example for you.
Yeah.
Because like one of my assumptions of you when the first time I met you, I was like, she's this hipster skater girl, because you are. But then I was like, oh, she probably rips on a skateboard because I've seen your style when you're surfing and I'm like, oh, she probably is like super cool when you're skating. And that was one of the times I was like, yep, she's proving me right. And I was like, but that was a good thing because I gave you more kind of qualities because I could see how you would surf. And it's like, and I kind of knew you would come from a skater background. So I was like, oh, just by looking at how you were surfing, I was like, she rips.
Oh my God. I don't know what to say, man. Thanks. That's just like,
but like, I think that's some of the
times
when it's
good. That
warms
my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
So do you have anyone?
Like, wow. That was like a really positive one, I have to say. Non-bias. Oh, okay. Now I feel like I have to come up with a good example from this side of the table, but I don't know. I can't think of any.
That's fine.
Give me another example.
Another example is, let me think, I was only thinking of one, presumptions might be a good way. It's kind of maybe the times when I'm actually thinking something positive of people instead of thinking something like they're cooks or they're bad or like, yeah, actually giving them positive qualifications or... Mm-hmm. Qualities.
Mm-hmm.
I think that may be the times are good. And when you're proven right, and you're like, yeah, I knew that about you. Like, you come up with that good vibe or those qualities or those skills.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think maybe that is also like one of the better things because then I'm like positively towards you already because I think highly of you.
Mm. Yeah, that is true. I think also, like, you know, like in general, talking about stereotypes, I do believe they're necessary.
Yeah.
I mean, they can be very harmful.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I do believe that we just, you know, have this need to categorize people because it just makes life easier. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
No.
But when you give people negative qualities and you put them in this box that you define as negative,
yeah,
then it becomes harmful. And also if justify all those qualities every time you meet a person who looks like this or talks like this or does this as a hobby or eats this, does that, blah, 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 you are a part of keeping those stereotypes alive.
True.
And it's important to try not to do that.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But I do admit that I have a lot of stereotypes.
Yeah.
And I you know, have them in my mind. And it is helpful.
True. Yeah.
In some weird way. But you know what I'm talking about? Do you feel the same way?
It kind of help us to start a conversation, or we can kind of move into
it. You can find some common background also in small talk conversation, as an example.
Yeah.
When you judged me as a hipster, you could have talked to me about coffee and we would have been instant friends.
I mean, I also grind my own coffee, but...
There we go.
Yeah, so I know that, but I'm kind of judging myself as well. So, but yeah, I think it's a good way. And maybe it's easier for us to kind of connect with people. Mm. And as long as we don't hold those assumptions that we first have when we meet someone as a standard where they have to live up to, or we have to get them into that. But just like are willing to be proved wrong.
Yes, that's important, keeping an open mind and being able to be proven wrong. And it can find some talking points and open up your view on people. You know, it's really nice to be proven wrong.
It is.
And it's really funny when you talk about your stereotypes out loud and you talk about those stereotypes with people in your stereotype. Yeah. Like talking to you as like this happy gay Christian surfer.
Yeah.
That's when we have our nicest conversations, right?
True, true. Yeah.
Because it just breaks the ice and it opens everything up. And like
it does.
The wall is down.
And then we're kind of able to connect in a deeper level as well.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is so nice.
Blah, 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 blah. Cool.
Mm.
I think we're going to leave it at that.
Okay, cool.
Cool, cool. And we'll see you next week.
Yes, bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Head over to surfer.gay to see more content. See you next week.